Yeah, D4 did a great job. He was one of those plays where, all right, you know what you're getting. You're going to have to play him to the flat, and you're going to have to play him on the wheel route. Woodhead's a great player. He's a mismatch for linebackers. And on that play, he wasn't a mismatch for D4.
Yeah. As a former first-round pick yourself, do you have any advice for D?
Well, just stack the good games. Everybody know you can do it. It's a positive pressure on him because he's a first-round pick. Everybody expects him to do really good. But just when you got opportunities like he did today, seize the moment. Get better from there. There's plenty of things you can get better from. Football is never perfect, but hats off to D4. He did a great job stepping in due to Justin Houston being hurt. And, man, he did a heck of a job.
Do you feel any responsibility in maybe keeping his head in it just because he wasn't playing a whole lot until last week's game?
Well, not really. He's a tough-minded guy. He puts a lot of pressure on himself because he knows his ability to rush the passer. He knows he's really good at it, very explosive. But, man, this team is this year has been about next man up. Next man up, and D4 really showed a definition of next man up.
Talk about how he's a tough-minded guy. How do you see that? What do you see that lets you know he's a tough-minded guy?
Well, the game wasn't going perfect, especially the first half for him, and he just kept rushing. He kept rushing the pass. I mean, to have Tumba Ali as a mentor to him and Justin Houston as a mentor to him, he had two of the best rushers in the league mentor him every single day. And he got a chance to shine today. I mean, big play at the end, 3 sacks. Hats off to that young man.
What about another young guy about Marcus Peters? I mean, having him back there, you were able to pick off a pass and get a play on. Having him back there all season long, what's that mean?
Well, Marcus Peters, it's not fair, but we don't treat him like a rookie. He's a guy that we expect to make plays. He showed us that early, and each week he's been consistent on making plays. And a couple times today when he got caught on, it was, I mean, crazy catches. So he's a young man that you know, I'm glad he's on my team.
Derek, in your experience, do things come to you one – I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Do things come to you in a moment and you kind of got it as you learned the game when you were young, or is it gradual? I
mean, well, it's gradual. Don't get me wrong. It's not all peaches and cream at the beginning of it because football is never perfect. But when you can have good games, it builds your confidence being a young player. And D4's in a position where he can play a little bit now and everybody can see what he really can do, and he's doing a great job at it.
Hey, defense carried the day for you guys. The last drive, you bent all the way down to the one. But can you talk about the stops there at the end?
Man, Coach kept talking about the good teams pull out the win at the end of the day, regardless of how the game goes. This is the National Football League, so regardless of if they haven't won, Chargers haven't won many games, they came with their A game today, played really well. And, I mean, Phillip Rivers at the end, that's kind of like that's traditional Chiefs and Chargers type deal in the end of the game. Ball on the 1 yard line, ball on the 5 yard line for him to make a play, and we made the play tonight.
7 straight. How's that sound?
Hey, that's good. We got to keep going. We're a team that's never satisfied, and we don't think we arrived. Got a lot of things to do, but right now 8-5 and looking even better.